Hello and welcome to the highlights of Microsoft Ignite 2015. I'm Alex Bradley here in Chicago. We've had phenomenal feedback throughout the week. One of the things that's really resonated with people, regardless of which conference they might have attended before, or if this was their first time at a Microsoft conference, has been the true one Microsoft nature of this Microsoft Ignite. What made you decide to come to Ignite?
Well, this is our first time, and as we explore more and more for Microsoft products, I think this is something, some place we really can learn and deep dive into some of the features.
It's just unbelievable to be amongst 20-plus thousand people. So it's really amazing.
So what made you decide to come to Ignite?
I wanted to learn about those new things, as well as we are also looking for Office 365 deployment.
My initial coming here was geared on SharePoint. I was like, I'm going to do SharePoint this and SharePoint that. And when I got here and seeing the direction with Azure, I was like, it's changed. Let me go and redo my schedule.
We kicked off the week strong on Monday morning with the keynotes. Satya Nadella started us off talking about the evolving role of IT.
One of the things that is key to us as we think about all this new innovation is to do it in ways such that you can have end users make their choices in friction-free ways, but you as IT professionals can have the compliance and governance.
He was followed by Joe Belfiore, who dived into what more personal computing means, really highlighting Windows 10, the universal apps, getting us a glimpse of what's to come. Gurdeep Singh Pohl followed on, discussing what it means to reinvent productivity.
Work is what you do, it's not where you go. People will work from wherever they are, with whatever devices they have, and they'll work on their own time.
After that, Brad Anderson came to the stage, joined by Terry Myerson for a brief look at how we're going to manage Windows 10. Brad really focused on how we're empowering IT to deliver a flexible, open, and secure platform for employees and organizations of all different sizes.
What's been your favorite session?
I would probably say the keynote. The keynote was absolutely my favorite session.
Ah, awesome. Why'd you say that?
It was just enlightening. I kind of get you inspired to change things, do things. You kind of want to deploy new things and, get others inspired to do pretty much the same thing.
I'd actually have to say Jerry Nixon's beginning XAML, because he was just a very engaging speaker, very enthusiastic about his work.
Personally, I really enjoyed the machine learning one yesterday. I didn't realize how powerful Azure is in terms of machine learning. But I've been following most of the developer tracks so far. C# 6 is looking pretty good.
After the keynotes, we dived into the foundational sessions that took it to the next level. We've had 5 days of breakout sessions, certifications, and hands-on labs, really getting into the nitty-gritty of this technology stack. And of course, it's not just about the in-person attendance. We really tried to have a great broadcast experience for the keynotes. So you can either watch the full keynotes, or we've got some great highlight shows, the pre-show and also a post-show with short interviews with all of the keynote speakers, a great format. And then throughout the week, we've had the Channel 9 desk, which has been having interviews with luminaries like Brad Anderson, Corey Sanders, Mark Rusinovich. And then over on the Expo floor, we've had the Ignite Studio that have had short 10 to 15 minute sessions that are very demo heavy and give you a great sense of the technology.
Future! Woo!
Of course, it's not just all business. We've had a fantastic chance to connect with colleagues and make new friends, whether it's in Ignite After Hours, Ignite Rocks on the first night, and of course the attendee celebration on Thursday, where Fall Out Boy, the local Chicago band, really rocked the house.
Ignite Rocks!
It's been fantastic, and of course you can catch all of the sessions on demand throughout the rest of this year at ignite.microsoft.com. Mark your calendars for the next Microsoft Ignite conference in 2016. We hope to see you there.